This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I love the emails I get from you guys, and I can't thank you enough for sending them. You can always email me your questions at drdahlia.com. That's our website, drdahlia.com. This is an interesting one. JF writes, my wife has hip pain, and we think it's arthritis. It runs in the family. All right, so I'm like, all right, yeah, it's an arthritis question. I can handle this. Then he writes, this is interfering with our sex life. She wants to have sex just as much as me, but cannot enjoy many of the positions. See, I thought it was just a simple arthritis question. She cannot enjoy many of the positions due to her hip pain. We do not have insurance, so we cannot see a doctor for her pain. Please help. It's a late night. I'm like, all right, I'll answer some of my patient questions, my listener questions. Pretty easy. Arthritis, just pop some Motrin and we'll be fine. Okay. But no, now it's, how do we get these people to have sex if her hip hurts? As much as I appreciate you guys inviting me into your bedroom, I'm not very good at that. Okay. I really cannot inject myself into this situation. However, I do have some suggestions I can make. All right. This is actually probably a lot more common than you think. Just nobody has the guts to write it about it and let me read it on air. So he only put his initials, JF. Cool. Very, very, very cool listener. And thank you. Too bad. I wish you could call because I'd love to talk to you about that. Any of you having sex problems, call in. This is fun. I don't know if I can answer them well. All right, I'm a problem in and of itself. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Okay, so your wife can't do a lot of the positions. My first question to you would be, what positions are you asking her to do? Okay, you know, if you just have her maybe do the missionary, she could probably be fine. Okay, I don't understand what you young guys are doing these days now. You guys are like coming up with all sorts of New York skyscraper, Cirque du Soleil type of stuff. I don't know. It's like beyond what I could even imagine. And I should probably watch some pornography so I understand a little bit more. I'm so out of the loop on what you guys are doing. I mean, I got kids running around. I'm not going to stop and watch porn. But maybe it'll help my sex life, huh? But I'm assuming that you are probably trying a position other than missionary. I know there's cowboy and cowgirl and reverse cowboy and cowgirl and barbecue and baked beans or whatever the hell you guys are doing these days with cowboy hats on. So I would probably suggest come up with like an easier, position. I think these other positions, I mean, if I could just, you know, be personal for a sec, I think a lot of you people are putting too much work into sex. Okay? I think some of the things you guys are doing and trying to do is just too much work. And that could also be a reason why a lot of couples just don't have sex. They're like, because we got to break out the musical instruments, or we got to break out the kitchen equipment, or we got to break out this. Why are you breaking out anything? I thought sex is just you guys kind of roll into each other, and then it happens, and you roll back, and then you go back to sleep. That's what I thought sex should be. But I understand, and I can appreciate the fact that, you know, many of you like to have full-on Broadway musicals or Broadway performances in bed. I get that. Yeah, probably not the Book of Mormon, but I understand, you know. In my husband's case, he would probably call our performance Les Mis. Anyway, Les Miserables. Anyway, okay.
Hey, listen, I was hot stuff 20 years ago. You can't expect me to be hot stuff now. I'm tired. It's too much work. Missionary position missionary position's about all I can handle. Everything else is just way too much work. Too much work. So first of all, get the work out of it. You know what you could do to get the work out of sex is I want to invest, because, you know, we're at the age now where we have reflux and sleep apnea, my husband and I. So I want to get one of those old people beds that elevate at the head, and then they elevate at the feet, and, you know, your pelvis can be either up or down. Get one of those. My guess is that bed could position you into any sexual position you want. Not that that's what it's designed for, which I think, by the way, is important because a lot of our seniors want to have sex and they just can't. So design one of those beds that just doesn't help sleep apnea or GERD, but helps sexual positions. Oh, and make my bed with a cup holder. You know, so I can put my soda pop or something next to the, like a little cup holder, maybe a place for my TV dinner. Because I'm not going to want to get out of bed afterwards. This way I can just sit there and eat. By the way, the whole breakfast in bed thing never made sense to me. Breakfast in bed. You know, you're waking up, your breath, you see, when I wake up, I immediately want to brush my teeth because I feel like I can taste all the bacteria and the acid that the bacteria produce. So I want to get out of bed and brush my teeth. So when my husband comes in saying, I made you breakfast in bed, he used to do that for me when I was young. He used to say, I must have been good. I must have deserved it. Yeah, he doesn't make breakfast in bed. In fact, he makes me get a breakfast. Anyway, so he'd come in with breakfast in bed. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet, but I need to brush my teeth. No, we're going to have breakfast in bed. Yeah, but I got to pee. I just woke up. No, breakfast in bed. And then they put the tray there so you can't get up unless somebody moves the tray. And then you're lying down, so you try to prop up the pillows. So now your neck is at a 75-degree angle. You're not really propped up appropriately for eating. Yeah, you could sit up all the way, but that's not the point. Breakfast in bed is supposed to look like in the movies where they're sitting there all cuddly, you know. So I told him, you know, you really don't have to do breakfast in bed. Let me get up. Let me pee. Let me brush my teeth and feed me the leftover steak that's in the fridge. None of this garnish with a little bit of scrambled egg and a piece of cantaloupe. That's not what I want to eat for breakfast. What I want to eat for breakfast are leftovers. Nice, juicy piece of leftover steak, cold. Feed me that. So now, after 20-some years of marriage, my husband just throws, 18 years, 17 years of marriage, he just now opens the bedroom door. Door, throws the steak at me and closes the door. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
As I walk along, I wonder, oh, what went wrong?
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Honestly, big thanks to them, man. Day by day, I worry they'll drop the show. Thank God they haven't. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys, so I really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I never really answered the original question. The gentleman whose wife was having arthritis, hip pain, couldn't have sex. What do you do if you don't have insurance and you have arthritis? I mean, that's a pretty practical question. Now, I got to tell you, you know, I just had another birthday, right, in June. I know, happy birthday to me on know. Happy birthday to me. Thank you. Thank you very much. How did you know? And this year has probably been the worst for me in terms of arthritis. And it stinks because I exercise, and I feel like the more I exercise, I hurt. And I don't want to be taking arthritis medications. I don't want to take medication. I don't want to take anti-inflammatories. I don't, you know, want steroid shots if I don't have to. But, boy, I'm in my 40s, and this arthritis thing is really kicking my butt. And if I'm this bad now in my 40s, what the hell am I going to be like in my 60s? I mean, it's my 70s. I want to be very youthful. I want to be a youthful grandma. I really do. I was, you know, with the in-laws last weekend, and I was with my nieces, and I was helping them with their nails and doing their hair, etc. Well, I thought I was just acting normal and fun and the cool aunt, and one of my nieces had said, "You must be in pain. Or do you hurt? Or are you in pain?" And I go, "Well, that's a weird question." You know, because I wasn't having my period. And, you know, usually I cringe with that one. And she's like, "Because you wouldn't bend. You're bending different." Yeah. I mean, I didn't think I was in pain, but I'm really stiff. And that was kind of embarrassing to me because I think I look to everybody else like I'm youthful and I'm perky and I'm jumping around the place and I'm mad. And here's a kid. Boy, are kids honest. By the way, ask your kids, you know, what do I look like to you? Now, my kids, okay, they'll say old fart. They'll say dumb. But, you know, I can't ask them. You know, but ask kids that, you know, you don't have to feed, you know, and boy, do they give a real honest representation. So I'm struggling with arthritis too. Now, as much as I know I would probably really benefit from a nice rip-roaring shot of cortisone, I want to save that. I want to save my cortisone shots for later because I know you can only get so many and you can only do so much. But I have arthritis in my hands. I have it in my neck. I have it in my back. I have it in my hips. I have it in my knees, my feet. Everything hurts. I was trying to run today, and while I was running, all I could do is think about why everything hurts. Now, I know I have some orthopedists. I don't want to go see the orthopedist because I got to shave my legs. But one day I'll get some razors, I'll shave my legs, and I'll go and see the orthopedist and I'll let them take a look at me. But I mean, if they're going to MRI me, they're going to have to MRI everything. They're going to have to MRI both the left knee and the right knee and the hips and the butt and this. So at this point, I don't even know which joint to start on. But there's some home remedies and things we could do. Now, first and foremost, like I've always said, you have to keep moving. The more you sit and stew and gain weight, you're going to have worse arthritis. You want your bones to have the least amount of stress as possible. So don't make your bones responsible for carrying your carcass to and from work and to and from the kitchen all the time. You know, let the bones have less work. So you need to make sure to keep the weight off. That's extremely important. Now, yeah, skinny people have arthritis too. But if you want to help things out, lose 5-10 pounds if you're not underweight, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, etc. All right, you know, that's a biggie. All right, number two, just the exercise in and of itself helps kind of lubricate the joints. The more you exercise, the better. You also don't want to be in a very, very sedentary position for long. You know, if I'm squatting to do something, okay, like to pick up, I don't know, junk on the floor, I can't get back up. You know, so you want to make sure that you don't put yourself in a fixed position for a long period of time, because when those inflammatory fluids come in, it's like, whoa, nitty. The type of exercise that is probably better than what I'm doing with running is swimming. Swimming is the easiest on the joints. We've talked about that. Some of us like cold pools. Some of us like warm pools. I don't care. As long as I can adjust and I can. Isn't that the coolest thing that your body could do, where it could adjust to the temperature of some of these pools? You go in, it's freezing. And then all of a sudden you're in there for a little bit and all of a sudden you feel warm. I think that's brilliant how the body does that. You know, rather than the water. I mean, the water is still the water, but you sense it differently. But that brings us to the next point I want to make about arthritis. Okay? Some of the tricks we could do for home remedies for arthritis are just that. They're tricks. Okay? I've had arthritis. I've had bad knees for years. but they're only hurting now in my 40s. Why weren't they hurting in my 20s? I destroyed my knees in my 20s. With all the running I did and the skiing I did, my knees were destroyed then. And I opted not to have surgery because I wasn't in pain. All of a sudden, now I have pain. So maybe in our 20s, we have some circulating, I don't know, endorphins or something preventing our pain. And all of a sudden, that starts to drop when we're middle age. I don't know what it is. But a lot of us have arthritis that it doesn't hurt. And then others of us have a little bit, teensy-weensy bit of arthritis, and we can't function. So there is a perception issue. And remember, pain is perception. We have inflammatory food. How many of us get swelling of our fingers? My fingers swell in and out of the, you know, sometimes my hands hurt, sometimes they don't. Why is that? This is what scientists need to figure out. How come on some days you hurt and some days you don't? So I went to How Stuff Works because I love doing How Stuff Works, okay? And, you know, they were talking about, you know, sometimes put a scarf, you know, maybe around the area that hurts, you know, a little silk scarf, something. Sometimes just the change of a texture or a temperature or something of some sort of cloth, you know, it's very interesting. They say put a scarf around the elbow or the knee joint when it aches. Now, it could also be like a wool scarf or something. Sometimes the warmth of the thicker cloth can help as well. Not too tight. You don't want to cut off the blood circulation. You're right. You know, having an arm about to amputate will take you off the elbow pain, but still, we don't want to do that. We still want you having blood flow. But that could be a nice technique. They also talk about putting on some stretch gloves. They are for your arthritic fingers. If you're having issues with your fingers, you know, and sometimes you feel like you just don't want to hold anything. You know, your fingers feel heavy. They just feel like they're big, you know, big sausage fingers. Put on some gloves, some stretch gloves. They say it could reduce the swelling. There's warmth. That may help. Some people have told me wearing thermal underwear. I live in Las Vegas, so we don't wear thermal underwear out here. A lot of us don't even wear underwear, but that's for another time to talk about. But the thermal underwear, sometimes because of the warmth, can help, you know, with the arthritis, especially for those of you who live in cold areas. You know, there was that study that came out about broccoli, and one of my truckers had called in saying she's been doing that. She's been eating broccoli, and she noticed her arthritis pain has been going away. I think that's brilliant. I'd recommend eat more broccoli, okay? And not the sauteed broccoli that's coated in cheese or the fried broccoli. It has to be like real healthy type broccoli. I think that's smart. You know, another thing I've started to learn is to get rid of doorknobs, those round doorknobs, and make them door handles. Door handles are great. They're much easier to use. You're going to have to arthritis-proof your house. Don't have things high up. Make sure things are lower for you to reach, which is tough because, you know, when you got kids running around or babies running around with grandchildren, that could be tough. But and use kind of loops. There are certain loop things you could do to grab hold and open up the cupboard if you're having back pain or trouble reaching. You got to be careful, though, with some of these arthritis proofing, because if you have everything too easy, where all you have to do is sit and grab what you need, then you're going to be buried in crap later and you're not moving. We want you to move, but we also want to make things easier on you. They bring up using like automatic knives, electric things. Those are always great. You know, blow drying your hair with a blow dryer, I love. My problem is the blow dryer, I don't like the handle. I'm very uncomfortable holding that handle with the arthritis in my hand. So then play around with some handles. Sometimes smaller handles are worse than bigger handles. Sometimes the bigger the handle, the easier it is. You know how your hands get tired? All right? But the distraction part is probably, you know, the most effective. Now, from a medical standpoint, we want to find out why you are having the arthritis. Is your back out of alignment? Have you really blown through the cartilage of your knee so badly that you're having bone on bone? I mean, you know, still see the doctor, your medical provider, get evaluated. Sometimes the cortisone shots are phenomenal in terms of decreasing inflammation. Sometimes you need surgery, but there's a lot of home remedies you could do. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, you know, so a study had come out saying that these kiosks, these blood pressure kiosks, may not be all that accurate. Now, I don't like the word kiosk. Kiosk, that word came out, about maybe 6-7 years ago when airports, or I don't know. You know, I mean, I look at them as like ATM machines or machines, but I guess this kiosk is a new word. Unless you guys have heard of them before, you know, if they ever update the dictionary, they're going to have to put kiosk. And I guess it's something where you could get information out of or do something with, and it's a fancier term than a machine. So a lot of you guys, you go and you get your blood pressure checked at these kiosks. I tell you to go and buy a $25 blood pressure cuff, but you don't want to do it because you can check your blood pressure for free. Now, I'm not making fun of you. I agree with that. You know, why pay for something that you could get for free? I get that. You know, like why buy the cow if you could get the milk for free? I get that. I get that a lot. So I understand. I dig. All right. The problem is you can't bring in that kiosk to me, and I can't tell you if that blood pressure is right. Now, every time I've checked my blood pressure on these things, it's been fine. So I've never really criticized them, but I've always been concerned because a patient will come in to see me, their blood pressure is like 150 over 80, and they said, yeah, but I just had checked it at the pharmacy and it was 120 over 70. And I'm like, wait a second here, wait. All right, well, something's wrong, okay? So anyway, they say the reason why you have to kind of take it with a grain of salt is depending on your body type, some of you may need a small cuff, some of you may need a large cuff. Now, you would think because of the apparatus where you put your left arm into, it will, you know, judge what you need, and then it'll, adjust the pressure. I mean, you would think it could fit any arm type, and it would just, you know, constrict to the degree it needs to. But sometimes you actually need, like what we do in our office, you know, an actual calibrated larger cuff or a smaller cuff. Like little kids, we use the baby cuffs. I would not use a regular cuff on a kid. I think the Velcro was too long. I think the, by the way, speaking of Velcro, not to switch subjects, I had seen this tip to change everything to Velcro if you have arthritis. A lot of us can't button our pants or we can't button our blouses. Yeah, that's my excuse why my blouse is always unbuttoned. Sew some Velcro into your clothes. It's so smart. Just, you know, sew a little Velcro. And then you could Velcro your clothes. Also makes a cool sound when you rip it off and you try to be all sexy. Yeah, because these button things are ridiculous. I am not liking buttons. Have you guys ever tried to put on Spanx when you have an arthritis flare-up? Or try to put on a little corset? It's almost impossible. Anyway, yeah, I wear corsets once in a while. Please. Yeah, right. Yeah, you think I always look this good? No way. I don't look good at all. Okay, let's go back to blood pressure cuffs and the Velcro. Okay, so this is what I suggest you do with the kiosk. Okay, go sit at the kiosk. Why not? Sit at the kiosk, okay, and pick a kiosk that you like, but have your own blood pressure cuff. Then have your wife or you yourself use your blood pressure cuff. Now, a lot of people ask me, what's the difference between the digital blood pressure cuffs and the blood pressure cuffs that we do that's more manual? You know, I like the manual blood pressure cuffs because I just like old school. I don't trust computers. However, sometimes when you have staff that are new, you know, and you're like, are they really, really hearing the sound? You know what we're doing, right? We're hearing, we're getting your systolic number and your diastolic number based on where we start to hear the pulse. Okay, you constrict your arm all the way. It's brilliant. You constrict your arm. I think they came up with this in the 30s and 40s. Constrict the blood flow in the arm. You can also do ankle and leg and all that other stuff, but we usually do arm. You constrict it, okay, and then you start to slowly release. The first sound you hear is the pumping pressure, the systolic pressure. Then, as it still continues to release the pressure, later then you hear the sound go away. So you hear the boom, 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 boom. That period of time where you first hit the first pulse, the boom, to the second boom, that's called your pulse pressure, but you get your systolic number with the first one and the diastolic number with the second one. And then you hear the, you know, as we let go of the air. That's just air. either from the person testing you, you, or the cuff, okay? I know some of us, we hold it in. I love how you guys, when you get your blood pressure taken, oh my gosh. You know, if I want to shut up a patient because they're talking and they won't let me examine them, and they're going, and then this, and then this, and then the insurance wouldn't pay, but you guys didn't write it off. I'm like, let me check your blood pressure, ma'am. Okay, and when I check the blood pressure, you know you're not supposed to talk. Okay, some of you will talk, I'm like, ma'am, you can't talk while I'm taking your blood pressure. Okay, can I talk now? No, no, don't talk. Okay, so you check the blood pressure, and then if I really want to keep them, you know, shutting up, and hopefully they forget their thought, I'm like, you know what, I just need to pump it again, hold on, pump, pump, no, no, hold on, let me get it one more time, hold on, hold on, just sit still. The other thing that I think is funny is a lot of you guys will hold your breath. So, and you sit up straight. Oh, my gosh, it's so funny. If I say, okay, let me check your blood pressure, all of a sudden you sit up nice and straight. You know, you uncross your legs. Always important to uncross your legs when you do your blood pressure. And you sit quiet, and you give them the arm, and you listen to me. I mean, I can't get my kids to listen to me. I can't get anybody to listen to me unless I go, okay, let me check your blood pressure. You know, even when I do a pap smear, people don't listen to me. I'm like, can you move down on the table? I can't get in there. Can you move down on the table? It brings the cervix down. What? No, no. Can you move down? No. Okay, you need to relax the knees. You need to relax. You need to open up so I can get the speculum in. Nobody listens to me with that. Okay? You know, when I do a prostate check, relax. We're examining the prostate. Nobody relaxes. All right, but the only time I can get anybody to listen to me, it's such a power trip, is when I check your blood pressure. The only thing is you got to remember to breathe. Okay? I always take it. You go, you can breathe. Oh, I can breathe. Shh, no talking. Oh, but I can breathe? Yes, but no talking. Shh. But I have to tell you something. No talking! Shh! Yeah, I'll do that too. Sometimes I'll scare them. Like if they talk, something really bad is going to happen. You know, it's not that it's going to mess up the blood pressure. It's that the act of talking during a blood pressure cuff measurement, a blood pressure measurement, could be so detrimental. Do you ever notice that? Sometimes the nurses, you know, you got these real old battle axe nurses. God bless the nurses. They're the backbone of this country and the backbone of our healthcare system. But sometimes, and trust me, I was trained by some of these battle axes. Woo, they are rough. I love them, but they're battle axes. And they're like, I'm taking your blood pressure. You need to be quiet. It's like, oh my God, you're like there's this big covert operation. Like we're trying to hide from the Nazis. Shh, shh. Taking the blood pressure cuff. Shh. But then the blood pressure cuff makes a noise. You know how nervous you are, right? So here you are, you're being quiet, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if a Nazi or a Taliban or somebody's going to come out and kill you. So you're being super quiet because that blood pressure cuff is taken. Then all of a sudden, that blood pressure cuff makes big noise, big sounds. And you're like, shh, the cuff is making noise. Shh, I know. Shh, be quiet. We're taking your blood pressure. Shh. Now, the other reason why we need you guys to shut up and be quiet is so then we can actually listen to the boom, boom, boom. When I was doing my 36-hour shifts and I had to check people's blood pressure by myself, I get mad because I needed to hear, and I'm hard of hearing. A lot of you guys already know this. Some of you don't. I'm hard of hearing. That's why I'm always loud. And I'm supposed to be wearing hearing aids. I just don't want to because I'm vain. You know, I should also be aligning my bra straps, and I don't do that either. But there's a lot of things I should be redoing. Reading glasses, there's a lot of things I don't do. And so I have a very, very tough time listening to blood pressure sounds. So it got to the point where I would be telling the patient, shut up! Shut up! I can't hear the blood pressure. Come on. Okay, well, then I'm making them mad. Damn it. And then I rip off the Velcro. I got to tell you, when you guys make me mad when I'm trying to check your blood pressure, I am going to rip that Velcro. In fact, my blood pressure cuffs, my nurses always complain that the Velcro is ripped off the cuff. Yeah, because you ticked me off. You wouldn't shut up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you again for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was very, very interesting, okay? I like this kind of stuff. Apparently, there's an author named Susie Welch, and she's come up with this 10-10-10 rule. This 10-10-10 rule is a rule where before you do anything, okay, if you're in a situation and you're trying to figure out what to do, or if you're trying to make a major decision on something, you do this 10-10-10 rule, okay, where you ask yourself three questions. What are the consequences of my decision in 10 minutes? What would the consequences be in 10 months? And what would the consequences be in 10 years? And she writes, the answers usually tell me what I need to know, not only to make the most reasoned move, but to explain my choice to family members, friends, coworkers who will feel its impact. Now, I know there's a lot of authors out there, and there's a lot of people that come up with things, and then they get to make millions of dollars, and it was something that we've done all along, but they get the credit for it because they bring it up, etc. But I gotta give this woman credit, because I love it when somebody thinks a little bit laterally and goes, look, you gotta explain this kind of stuff to the family and the in-laws and the coworkers and the bosses, so you better have the logic and you better have your argument already. You know, lawyers don't seem to have a lot of the issues like we all do because they already have all the arguments in our head. Okay, but a lot of us, we're like, uh-oh, someone's going to throw us for a loop and then we won't be able to defend ourselves. All right? Okay, so I like that idea. So, for example, okay, you have to make a decision. Okay, so, for example, okay, you know what? I think I want to go to medical school. Okay, so if I come up with that, what would be the decision in 10 minutes? How would that affect me in 10 minutes? Probably not much. Maybe I'd, you know, be excited a little bit. Maybe I'd be stressed. Am I going to be stressed in 10 minutes? You know, I have to go for a job interview. Why would I be stressing myself out for 10 minutes? Okay, but what about 10 months? Hey, I'm, you know, deciding to go to medical school. How would that affect me 10 months from now? Well, I'm going to have to be saving money. I'm going to have to be studying. I'm going to have to be X, Y, and Z. You know, but I'll be more goal-oriented. I'll hopefully be time managing. I'll be, I don't know, you know, and then 10 years. Well, I'll get to be a doctor, and I'll get to practice in the world of Hillary Care and Obamacare. You know what? I'm going to pass. Okay, you see? You see? So it's easy. Okay, what about sleeping with somebody? Okay? You know? Dun, 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 Abby. Okay, so anyway, things are kind of getting sexy, right? And you're all, you know, everything's kind of, you're getting into the mood, you know, getting all sexy. And, you know, all right, do I sleep with them or do I not? Okay, so you're thinking, unmarried me, okay? We're thinking if I did this back in my 20s. But my husband, 10 minutes, moot. I mean, it's only going to last 1 to 10 minutes. I'll be long asleep in my fourth REM cycle. So, you know, but back in your 20s, okay? If I decide to have sex, okay, what's going to be happening? What's going to be the consequence in the next 10 minutes? Well, assuming it's lasting that long, pretty fun night, okay? Or morning, or, you know, okay? Maybe not so fun. Maybe it'll be over, and I'll start regretting in 10 minutes. You know, maybe I'll hurt my knee or the back of my head because the back seat of the car was uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Okay, so 10 minutes, you just kind of think that far. All right, now, 10 months. I'm about to sleep with somebody, okay? What would the consequences be in 10 months? Did I get pregnant? Right, am I giving birth and or taking care of a 1 or 2 month old, 1 month old at the time? Am I still dealing with the sequela of a nasty STD 10 months from now? Okay. You know, or are we in a good relationship? Did that 2.5 minutes of sex solidify that relationship where he's going to want to be with me and I have a long-term relationship 10 minutes from now or 10 months from now? Maybe, maybe not. And then 10 years. Okay. If I sleep with him, is he going to be my husband? Is he going to be taking care of me? Are we going to have a home with the white picket fence and the kids and the dogs and all that? Or 10 years from now, am I going to have to explain to my husband why I slept with somebody in the middle of the day in the back of my Chevy Chevette when I made a decision just 10 minutes prior to go to medical school and I should have been studying for medical school, right? Right. Okay. So you see, it kind of works. Okay? I mean, these are, so I like that rule, the 10-10-10. So who gets credit for it is Susie Welch. Yeah, maybe I'll give her a call. We'll talk to her. Oh, wait a second. What's, okay, the 10-10-10 rule. Hold on. Okay, I'm thinking about giving the author of this 10-10-10 rule a call. Okay, well, would that, how would that impact me in 10 minutes? Probably not. Not much. Okay. What about 10 months from now? Well, you guys will be like, you know what? That Susie Welch is a lot more interesting than Dr. Dahlia. Give her a show. 10 years from now, I'm unemployed. Obamacare is doing my practice. I'm not on the radio anymore. No, I'm not going to call Susie Welch for an interview. Thank you, Susie. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we could do a whole show on sexual regrets. And I mean, not me. I mean, you know, I can only comment on it in theory, but a lot of you guys, right? Probably, you know, I don't understand how young people could do, I don't understand how young people could have sex and run into them, you know, the next week like nothing happened. I don't get how people, even older people do that. I don't get that. You know, I also don't understand how you could be that intimate with somebody and not want a relationship with them, or you know, why would anybody enter that just for funsies, for poops and giggles? You know, it just, I don't understand that. Maybe I'm really, really old fashioned. Cause like I said earlier in the show, sex takes a lot of work. There's a lot of planning. There's a lot of plucking, a lot of shaving you need to do. There's a lot of prep work. You know, so when I was younger, not that you guys want to hear about my sexual history. You know, I mean, I probably planned it too much. You know, no. I can't go out with you on Saturday. I can't do that because I may have my period and I don't want to have my period. You know, and it got to the point where, you know, I really had to make sure that the lunar calendar and the solar calendar and, you know, all lined up and there wasn't, you know, going to be some lunar type of eclipse or something so that everything would be right. It just wouldn't work out. And I was like, whew, that was a close one. And I'm glad I live in Las Vegas. And when you live in Las Vegas, there's something very interesting about living in Las Vegas, okay? A lot of people think it's just very transient. So it doesn't matter if you cut somebody off on the road, you're not going to see them again. They're just a tourist. You don't understand. Okay? People come back to Vegas. I've lived in Vegas now off and on since the 80s. Okay? There's a culture in Vegas. Okay? I was here when the Landmark was around, when the Hilton was the biggest hotel in the world. You know, when we had the Dunes, the Hacienda. That's where the streets are named from. You guys are going, oh, I'll take Hacienda, I'll take Tropicana, I'll take Sahara. Those were hotels that, you know, my dad donated a lot of money to, right? Because he gambled there a lot. So very, very comfortable. Very, very comfortable with you know, my surroundings. Some of the old Vegas people I love, hold dear to my heart, etc. But the one thing I notice is people leave Vegas and they come back, and they leave Vegas and they come back. And I have patients I've been seeing now off and on for 15 years who have moved and come back, moved and you come back. Okay, you run into them again. You run into them. I can't tell you how many ex-boyfriends I've run into. Pretty spooky stuff. Some of them even stop by the office. Really? This is Dahlia? The one, you know, because my name is different now because I'm married. Dahlia Wax. Like, is that the same Dahlia who was, yeah, she was a slut in her college days, yeah. No, I wasn't. I really wasn't. I was a good girl. Speaking of saying goodbyes, Steve Rossi. He was singer, straight man for Marty Allen, has died. I guess at hospice near his home in Las Vegas. He was 82. Steve Rossi, phenomenal talent. I had the honor of working with him when we did the Fast for Kids gala, and luckily he agreed with Rich Little and Pia Zadora to be our entertainment lineup for the gala. And he was an absolute sweetheart, absolutely cuddly, no sign of illness to me. I mean, to a regular layperson. I mean, maybe I guess that something was going on, but that he still was as talented as ever and kept us rolling on the floor. And you just don't see talent like that anymore. So R.I.P. Steve Rossi. Rest in peace. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.